You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn and John O'Connell with you on the latest edition. Looking ahead to the best of Tuesday's racing. There is racing at Huntingdon, Leicester, Worcester and Kempton to look forward to on Tuesday. We'll get to that shortly. John, how are things?
Pretty well, thanks, yeah.
Anything changed since yesterday when you're in the podcast chair? You're creating quite a niche for yourself here.
Yeah, it's the place to be, isn't it? 2 days in the spin, yeah.
No bad thing, though, and hopefully we can point you in the direction of a winner or two a little later. We'll hear John's Napa next best on the Tuesday cards shortly. Interesting tomorrow that there is action at Worcester, because that is Hereford, in effect.
Yeah, Worcester last week was blighted by non-runners and a fast ground there. So I imagine then how bad Hereford must be.
Yes, Hereford was too firm, so they've said, we'll go to Worcester.
Yeah, we'll go to the firm track at Worcester, which saw about 30-odd non-runners last week, but trains were saying the ground was much faster than the official good. I don't know if they've had much rain since then, but it doesn't say much for the conditions that Hereford are currently under.
No, it doesn't, but hopefully we'll have action at Huntingdon, Leicester, Worcester and Kempton on the evening. We're going to focus on Leicester shortly. Obviously, it's Monday today, and that the action on Monday and Tuesday is okay. It's classic end of flat season fare, isn't it?
It is. In fairness, we had a couple of half decent races today, and of course they just had a listed race at Bath, which Aljazeera was really impressive in. She was well backed. She'd been placed a few times in decent company, and she was improved again today. And she only won by a couple of lengths, but worth a lot more than that. Ridden handily of a slow pace, and was never in any danger at all. Had plenty in hand under Frankie.
And of course that was the Bath race that had been moved to Yarmouth. So yeah, Everyone's just chopping and changing.
They are, and that gave us a 9 race card at Yarmouth today.
Yeah.
That's plenty.
It is plenty, right.
It just seems strange, though. You've had 4 races and you're not even halfway through.
No, that's true. Hopefully we'll have Champions Day from Ascot this weekend, unless they decide to move it to, I don't know, where's nearby. Well,
they are saying they might run some races on the outside track at Ascot if the ground turns really bad, but I think there's rain coming in on Thursday, but I don't think we're going to see any dramatic scenario like that. We're probably going to be looking, I think, at sort of good to softish ground if the weather forecast is right, but it's been up and down, the weather forecast, later in the week, so these races at the weekend have got the ability to change a bit in makeup.
And there are some equine superstars set to be in action. The Champion Sprint Stakes is one that immediately draws the eye. Currently, as I record this on Monday afternoon, Harry Angel even money, Caravaggio 7-2, The Tin Man 6s, Quiet Reflection 7s, Tazleet is 10s, 12s and bigger the remainder. Doesn't really need any introduction. They all know each other fairly well now.
They do, and quite a few of these sprinters know the backside of Harry Angel fairly well. They've seen enough of it over the last couple of months, but that was some effort at Haydock a month ago, and given as well, there were some concerns about would it be okay on the soft ground that day, and it was more than all right, wasn't it? Absolutely blew them apart that day, and that was a fantastic performance. He'll have to do it again on Saturday. Quite a Reflection's a bit of an interesting runner.
Yeah.
Hasn't had much racing this season, but came good in Ireland last month, and at least has comes here off a light campaign. I wouldn't be surprised if she was a bit of a threat on Saturday.
Okay, Quiet Reflection, 7-1 currently for the Champion Sprint Stakes, and the Champion Stakes as well. Currently Cracksman 5-2, Ulysses 11-4, 9-2 for Barney Roy. Crikey, put my teeth back in. Poet's Word 7-1, 8-1 for Bramantor Churchill Highland Reel, 10s and bigger the remainder. Another humdinger, isn't it?
It is, and this race, I'm not trying to make excuses, but this race has got the most potential for looking completely different come the day, because all the big guns have been left in. I don't know, we're speaking here on Monday, actually, I'm not too sure about Ulysses, whether they were originally talking about waiting for the Breeders' Cup, but now they're saying about this race on Saturday. I don't know if they're absolutely 100% certain it's going to be here on Saturday, but obviously that's That's a big runner, and it'll be ironic almost if Ulysses beats Crackman. Ulysses having been placed in the arc, and Cracksman not going for it in the end. But it's a fantastic race. But this, aside from the weather, just the actual who turns up.
Yeah.
We've got Aidan O'Brien with the likes of Churchill Highland, Real Rhododendron at this stage amongst his entries. We simply don't really know who's exactly going to turn up for this race.
No, that is true. But plenty of top quality racing to look forward to from Ascot. And make sure you tune into William Hill Racing Radio on Saturday for all of it. As for Tuesday, then, we've got two contests at Leicester to discuss. We've got a nap and a next best from John. We'll start with the next best. Is that in the 3:30 or the 5 o'clock?
It'll be the 5 o'clock race.
Okay. And it is a handicap, division one of a handicap, over a mile and 2 furlongs. Now, I've just studied this race in great detail out in the office, and I suspect we've come to similar conclusions in that there is one standout contender here.
Well, it's Hajam is the one I was looking at. Yeah, really hit form with a vengeance last couple of starts. Won on the all-weather last time, having won on very soft ground at Haydock 3 weeks ago when I think the connections weren't sure how it would cope, but cope it did.
Mm.
Talking good to soft tomorrow, so the ground conditions should be fine. It's just a massive improver. There's a few other horses in a bit of form at the moment, but Hajam would got a double figure raise in the weights, but it's been well earned from those two victories.
Yeah.
Sylvester D'Souza takes over, never a bad thing, I suppose, and Hajam comes here certainly at the peak of his powers.
And he's not going to be a massive price, you wouldn't have thought, but at the same time, Leicester tomorrow is the two clear meeting at William Hill, so you do get a 15% free bet win bonus if he wins by 2 lengths or more, which he has done on his last two starts.
Yeah, and there's also a chance that a couple could make a bit of a market, none more so than Schoons from James Fanshawe's yard, who looked impressive on the all-weather at Lingfield last time, won with plenty in hand on that occasion. The £6 rise may just underplay that. I would imagine the connections of both these horses were thinking, if we come here from 0 to 75 at Leicester, we might be having a, not an open goal, but a pretty simple, or relatively easy sort of task. But they're bumping into each other, the race hasn't split. And there's a few other informed horses. S&H won last week and escapes a penalty. So it's not a bad race, and it's a stiffer contest, I think, than most people would think at first glance.
I was going to say the race has split because the 5:30 is the other one, but that is markedly weaker.
Yeah.
And Sylvester Souza, incidentally, has got another good chance in that one, or so it would seem. But you could almost give the first four or five in the market would be likely market leaders in division. The first four or five in the market from Division 1, put them in Division 2, and they'd probably be well fancied.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of trainers who saddle the placed horses at 5 o'clock tomorrow will probably feel hard done by them. Yeah. They weren't in the 5:30.
But Hajam, hard to get away from in that 5 o'clock. But the 3:30 is a slightly more open contest, perhaps. It is a sprint handicap over 5 furlongs, 3:30 race. It's a good one.
It is, and it's right down at the minimum trip for Vibrant Chords. But I think he's been knocking at a door for a while, and I think he deserves to win a half-decent sprint. £25,000 race tomorrow. Henry Candy is in good form at the moment, and probably his yard's probably in better form than most of the season when Vibrant Chords is running. He'll get a strong pace to aim at. I think this is no excuse day for Vibrant Chords.
Yeah.
Second in the Portland last time, a little bit further than this. Spring Loaded was really impressive on that occasion. But I think Vibrant Chords, if they don't win this, they'll be scratching their heads a little bit.
Yeah. Okay, Vibrant Chords, the pick. Main danger in that race? I mean, there are plenty, aren't there? But it's with a lot of them, which horse turns up?
Yeah, Jemira Bridge came back to form last time at Yarmouth, ran well that day. I don't think that form is as strong as Vibrant Chords' form. Of course, the top of Just Glamorous won a listed race at Ascot 10 days ago.
Mm.
That was a huge return to form for that one. If you can believe that, and Just Glamorous can do it again, and Ron Harris has got his yard in good string at the moment, then Just Glamorous could just be a little bit better than these. But I think Vibrant Cause, this is the big chance for this horse tomorrow, and I think I and many of his supporters will be disappointed if he can't take advantage.
You said no excuses. He has had excuses the last few runs, if you are going to side with him, you do have to make excuses almost as to why he hasn't won before.
I think Vibrant Cause last time at Doncaster was drawn slightly away. Most of the action in the Portland handicap was right up the near side. He's had a couple of unlucky rides as well. Earlier in the season, there was one race he didn't really see much daylight till too late. But I think he's up against horses, and looking at the handicap as well, Piper's Note looks to have slightly gone off the boil. Mirza is now a 10-year-old, albeit in decent enough form. But I think this is a big opportunity for Vibrant Chords tomorrow.
Okay, Vibrant Chords then gets the nod. In the 3:30, that is the nap selection for John O'Connell in that Leicester contest. Best luck, John, with your selections on Tuesday. And the same to you, listeners. And we'll be back soon on the William Hill Racing Podcast.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.